niggas, it's the bomb right here. They know me. You got a little buzz like light beer. For light years, ride the track in knife gear. How niggas riding mine, they should rhyme in bike gear. Whatever, I'm right here. And I ain't never worried. Metaphor kill mice like Dr. Conrad Murray. Word for word, syllable for syllable. My words serve them early like alphabet cereal.
Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Kenny P, and welcome to another episode of Nerds in the Hood podcast. I've been gone for so long. I know it's been like a year, I would say over a year. Jesus, things just happen. I had lost my laptop, my old laptop. That shit broke, but you know, got a new one. So we back in business, baby. I'm happy to be back. There's been a lot that has happened this coming year, but also like just in general the past year, right? So I'm just excited. I'm cheesing mad hard because I can't believe I'm back here, because like I can't believe I'm talking to you guys again. I hope you guys took care of yourselves. Remember that, you know, you had to wash your hands and stuff like that, but I hope things weren't well for you. I hope that you achieved some goals this year and everything like that. I know I did. Nerds in the Hood actually has some merch now. I have some shirts. I'm about to get some hats. Do we doing that? So that's one way I'll say you could support the podcast. You could just get a shirt or like a, you know, some merch that says Nerds in the Hood. I actually got like a new logo. Been working on that kind of stuff. And we actually official, like Nerds in the Hood is an actual business. So we doing all right. You know what I'm saying? We came back ready. It wasn't like nothing was happening. Things was going. So I really like that stuff. So, you know, since I've been gone, I've been actually been traveling a little bit. I've been to Florida a few times. It's just Connecticut and stuff like that, nothing crazy. But because I went to like different cons, also been to like different fighting game tournaments, actually been to CEO. I saw the belts. The belts are nice, like I ain't gonna lie, them belts are nice. Shout out to CEO, that shit was a fun trip. We did it in Daytona, because this year I didn't go to the one this year. This one is in Orlando this year, but the one in Daytona, that was a little different. I mean, it was a lot of like old white folks, so you know, you get a certain type of feeling. Also, the way they like look at you. Also, in 7-Eleven, I had like a little moment with the guy behind the counter, but he wasn't trying to do too much, because it was me and my friend. But also, like, he just gave us a side eye. But I ain't even worried about all that. Daytona was a fun trip anyway. I met Dago. I met a few developers and stuff, like Dead or Alive developer. I forgot his name, but he had a nice smile. I ain't gonna lie, he had a nice smile. But also met the Tekken guy. I just can't get his name off the top of my head. People are going to crucify me, but it's all good. You know who I'm talking about. The guy who makes Tekken, clearly. But yeah, so met him. I went to East Coast Throwdown. That's in Connecticut. That was pretty dope. I like the aesthetic there. The fighting game, the tournament was good. They even had Beyblades. Like I was highly impressed by the Beyblade crew over there in CT. Like they had a tournament section, and I think they told me that there was the most they had. I think they had like 50-60 people that showed up that was with blades. They had a bucket full of Beyblades so that you can, if you want to join in, you can join in. I just didn't get the top eight, because, you know, like I mean just I was out of practice, you know, just out of practice, because I used to play it back in the day. Shout out to my cousins and my family from, you know, Crown Heights area. But I used to have the Beyblade Stadium. I used to have a bunch of blades. I had a Flash Leopard. I used to violate the block because I had this weighted weight ring that used to make it heavier, so it was more dense, so you couldn't really move it, but it could move you. So it was fun. It was a good time back then. But even playing it then, I was like, yo, this is mad fun. I didn't even think that it was that fun. So now I'm in the Beyblade tournament mix kind of thing going on, because like now I'm on Beyblade USA, a BBA, whatever you want to call it. I'm in there. I'll be seeing tournaments. They have tournaments in parks and stuff like that. I have to go. I meant to go to the one in the Bronx, but I didn't get there. But soon enough, they're gonna probably do one, maybe in out here in Brooklyn, hopefully. But they're trying to build up their fan base. So I guess look up, you know, Beyblade Connecticut. I don't even know the boys' names, but yeah, just look that up. That's a shameless plug, you know what I'm saying? It's just because it's a Beyblade. I just mess with it, fuck with it. It was cool. But other than that, I also did some other things. When I was at Connecticut Con, met a bunch of, like, you know, voice actors and stuff. Just got to like do fun things. Shout out to Vandal Studios. Gotta give him that because he actually helped me get there. So shout out to him. He's doing well with his thing. So if you on Instagram or anything like that, you know, look at Vandal Marchin. He is a great artist, a good friend of mine. He likes the color yellow. So, you know, like, if you like yellow, you go, so just message him and say yellow. I think he'll be like, oh, you know. But yeah, that's one thing that was going on, because a lot of things been happening, especially in the gaming market, because the gaming market has been very volatile. And I think it's because of a concept or a practice, I would say, capitalism. I say capitalism it actually has its teeth sunken into the game industry, but it's just, that's just how it is with entertainment. You know, entertainment makes a lot of money, so gaming is like the number one entertainment form out. It takes music, movies, and TV, combined, like it's a bigger industry than that. And it's unfortunate that like a lot of things be happening within the industry, even though there's so much like money to be spent, that people still get laid off. And I'm talking about your ass, Microsoft. So Microsoft, I mean, people probably knew this, but I want to share my thoughts on that, because they dropped 9,000 people in order to move to AI, which is such a crazy thought, because now people are thinking that AI is like the future, which for certain industries I do believe. So I do think that AI can be very very good in certain situations. I'm always thinking like medical practice too, like AI would be very beneficial in that, if it could perform certain surgeries or perform certain calculations that allows us to, you know, do more in the like medical field. That I think that's cool, even in the tech field, like let us evolve even further than we are now. But I don't think it should take away certain things. And the crazy thing is with Xbox, they laid off 9,000 employees, then they made an AI image of looking for a new employee, a new graphic designer or something like that. That's rude, man. That's mad disrespectful. How you just gonna drop mad people and they'd be like, oh, I need a graphic designer and use AI to cover that? That's kind of whack. That's, I don't know, that's just how I feel about that. That's terrible. But hopefully those people got like a severance package or something like that that helped them, you know, stay above water for a while. I'm hoping that Microsoft gave them some money. I mean, it's a $1 trillion business, so, you know, hopefully they gave them something. But it is very sad that these people lose their jobs for pretty much nothing. They make these studios and then they mismanage these studios, which is kind of bad. It's not a good thing. I never looked at these acquisitions as very good. I looked at the Blizzard one. Activision wasn't bad, because Activision was kind of like the last owner was horrible. So I was like, oh well, Microsoft will step in and Microsoft could do some stuff with it and, you know, make things better. The ZeniMax deal also is kind of like, I didn't really personally like that too much, because I realized that they own Bethesda and everything, and I was like, oh, they might be not bottleneck them or like holding back, but it's like what they've been complaining about now. Like they had mentioned that people were saying like, oh, Game Pass kills game sales or whatever, which it really kind of doesn't, to be honest, but they think so. And that's from Bethesda heads or ex Bethesda head. I just think because they're not independent, they're not getting that money that they really want, you know, like, because if they wasn't on Game Pass, they got a check for that. But if they wasn't on there, they would be able to send, you know, to spend more money. I mean, not spend more money, to make more money in the independent market, because they'll be just selling their stuff for themselves. I mean, even though they're still selling stuff for themselves, and I don't know why they complain. They got P5 dudes be playing Xbox games. They bought Bethesda's Oblivion Remaster. I mean, I gotta buy it because it's really good. I play on Game Pass though, so I got it for free. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, but with those acquisitions, like, they really dropped the ball with managing these properties. Like, they allow these people to either be shut down because of a vision that they might have had. I don't think Redfall was a in-house thing, Arkane's in-house thing. I believe it was something that Microsoft was trying to make, and they just hired them to make it. Rather, they should have just got a different company and have them do stuff that they would like to do. Like they are very good at like single player games. They're very strong at that stuff, and I think they should have come, like, you know, stuck with that. Deathloop is not bad, but you know, it just show itself after you like a few playthroughs. I believe Arkane Studios is more of a single player game. They asked them to make like a multiplayer / live server. I guess it was live service at first, and then it was multiplayer vampires shooter, like Left 4 Dead kind of thing. And it was a cool premise, but the execution was awful, and then the launch was terrible. And I was just sitting there in Game Pass, just sitting there, and the studio was just gone. Also, let's talk about High Five Rush. I mean, I spoke about that before, but like they studio, oh, at least they got bought, but still they got shut down. It's just a lot of studios Xbox had mismanaged, and it starts at the top. I know some people are like, oh, Phil might get fired or he might quit. I don't think he's probably going anywhere, but I think both of them kind of needs to go. They say people like Sarah Bond. I mean, this is still happening under her head. It's like all this stuff is still happening while she was still running the VP. I believe she's a VP, but I think there should be a shakeup or maybe something to rattle them. Cause I mean, I don't know. Cause at the same time on the business side, right, the Microsoft stocks is like really, really huge. So it's like, what do you do? You know, like still, they still making money. They probably, I'll be the argument against that. Like, yeah, nah, it starts with the infrastructure. It starts with the head of the snake, you know? No. They making money and the Microsoft stock went up by 14%. We're not stopping. I'm like, okay. I don't believe they would anyway. So I just think what they're doing now, I just have a weird, like I just don't know where they're going. Like, that's the thing. Like I usually, like I was a PlayStation kid growing up. My first real system that I actually got and remember was actually the PlayStation, and I actually still have it. I still have it today. That system is damn near 30 years old and it still works. Testament to its engineering, you know? So, but like I still have my PlayStation. Then I got an N64, and then I was mostly a PlayStation kid because I was playing Final Fantasy, Crash Team Racing, those fighting games, Marvel's Capcom, I believe, stuff like that. Like I love that stuff. And then like as time go on, you know, I got the P2, and then the P2 is the best selling console of all time. So that's really nothing to explain there. But the plethora of like titles that I was playing on that, and trading, and I just wish I had kept some of them damn games, bro, because I have some, like some small ones. I even had a GameCube at the time. And speaking of GameCube, why did I find my NFL 2K3? That's crazy. But anyway, I was basically like a PlayStation kid kind of growing up until I got into, but I wanted an Xbox. I heard the Xbox at that time was the more powerful console, because I remember playing 2K, what was it, 2K6? No, 2K7. And I had 2K7 on the PlayStation 2. Then my cousin had 2K, or was it 2K5? It might have been 2K5. And 2K5 on the PlayStation 2 didn't have the sweat mechanic. Like, Xbox 2K5 had the sweat mechanic. Like, the jerseys would actually sweat. You actually see the sweat. And I thought that was, like, the coolest shit I have ever seen in the game. Like, I was like, holy shit, I want an Xbox. I was like, Mom, can I get an Xbox? She's like, no. I was like, please, no. Please, no. I was like, okay, can I get a GameCube? Okay. I was like, what? Wait, how? Anyway, so from there, I jumped from like to the Xbox shit. So that long little spill just gonna bring me back to the Xbox stuff. So I went and got an Xbox, and then the 360. Shout out to my cousin, they got me a 360 from a pawn shop. But I had that for a minute until the Red Ring of Death. Then I had to send it back to Microsoft. Microsoft sent me a new arcade system, and that's the one I was pretty much using. But I played the crap out of the 360. That was the first time I ever really had, like, you know, online multiplayer. I was playing with my cousins, I was playing with my friends, my family. It was just mad fun. And I remember that was the first time I played Call of Duty. And Call of Duty was mad crazy. It was the first time I have a prestige in the game, whatever that means, like 100% something, or like I got to level 100 online. That was like the first time I ever did it, and I was in Modern Warfare 2, and I love that game, and I can't believe that game is not around no more. It needs a remaster just the way it was. But I know I have another one, but it's not the same. So it's just, you miss that kind of magic, you know, that magic just be gone. But that's at that time, I kind of knew that I was like, all right, I'm gonna stick with 360. I like Microsoft. I like what they was doing. The 360 era was good, even though the P3 did sell a little bit more, just a little bit, not too crazy. The 360 was the better console to play on. And then when they brought out the Elite system, the black joint without the red ring, and it just plays amazing, all that. And then they went to the Kinect, which I had, which wasn't like a bad thing. Your body is a controller. Certain games will work. I just think they just needed to market it for certain things and not try to make everything a Kinect game. But I mean, you made it, you might as well just try to use it. And so when when the Xbox One comes out, they have the new Kinect. And I know y'all heard the famous press conference where everybody wasn't really excited about the Xbox One. They was like, what is your advice on like people who's not really excited about the way the games are, like, I guess the way it was going to be shared, because it was trying to like make sure games are not being able to be downloaded. Like, you can't really share your games, it's going to be linked to the system, some stupid stuff like that. But then the guy was like, oh, well, you could just play 360. He's like, oh, really? That was the time with Jeff Keighley, you know, the guy that does Game Awards. Like, he was there interviewing the old head of Xbox, and he was like, well, you can just play a 360. He's like, oh, that's your advice, just for them to just go and just keep a 360. And I was like, I think that was when Xbox really started becoming like not understanding its consumer base and not understanding what people really wanted, because they was trying to make the Xbox system into like a multifunctional system, which it could have been, but it was just not the way that people wanted it, and just not what a console people want. Like, you see how now, like, nobody's doing this, oh, it could pick up your TV, because nobody really liked that. It was cool the first month and a half, 2 months I was using it, and then I kind of stopped using it. And then I put my Xbox One away, and I got a P4, and then got a P4 Pro, and then I was playing stuff on that. It was just like, I flip-flop. I'm terrible. I'm not loyal, I guess. I don't care for the console war, especially right now, because I have all three anyway, except the Switch 2, which I'm not going to get. So don't expect that from me, because I don't really want one. So that's really it. But I am going to enjoy like the streams and stuff. I think Donkey Kong Bonanzas is a really good game, and it's 10 out of 10. If I had it, I would cop it. If I could rent it, I wish it was like a Blockbuster around or something like that. They probably like, what the hell is a Blockbuster? Look it up, man. Look it up, Google it, look at it, and then check Redbox. It's another thing, real back in the day stuff, real old stuff. Damn, man, I can't be talking like that. But yeah, so they just had a little direction, and they fell off with the Xbox One, and then they came back with, like, you know, the Xbox One X and stuff like that, because that was actually the best system to play third-party games or any games really on. And then they came out with this Series stuff. The Series X and Series S. Nobody really talks about the Series S anymore. It is a good budget system, but now these games now running, like, trying to be 4K, which I feel like they shouldn't really try to be that. Like, they try to be native 4K. I think 1080p is just fine. I think 1080, 60 frames is a perfect balance and a perfect storm to be at, you know? Yeah, so, like, yeah, so I just don't know what Xbox is really doing, like, moving forward. I mean, I know they're focusing on two things. One is definitely the Xbox Game Pass, and then the other thing is the partnership with ROG and the Xbox handheld, which I really hope it's not going to be $1,000 for the, I guess, the black version, the upgraded version, because then that just doesn't make any sense. You'd rather just go buy a PC or a laptop at that point to just get the same value and be able to do more stuff on the system than what you would do on a handheld. If anything, just buy Steam. Steam Deck is still solid. Like, I still can't believe that. It's just testament to the engineering. Just like my PlayStation 1, you know what I mean? It's just like 30 years old. But it's like, I think Steam Deck could probably last that long as you take care of it. But with Xbox, I don't know where they're going. But with the Game Pass, at least the Game Pass value is pretty good. It's not bad. I really enjoy Game Pass. I beat a few games on it, and I really paid for my value. I feel like I really use my value instead of like the PlayStation Extra, which I don't think is that much of a value. But I know Game Pass just released some new stuff, and I don't know if people have been messing with Souls. Like, I know people have been tired of Souls. Like, there's been Souls like after Souls like, because we just had like what, Eyes of P DLC. I've been going through that, and then now we dropping Wu Chang, which is another Souls like, but it's more akin to like old Dark Souls versions, where like the world and exploration is just super dope. There's mad stuff. Like, I was like, yo, there's mad different paths you could take. There's mad little different side quests that you could find and stuff like that. Like, there's a little town area where you could get two side quests that you don't even know about, and you could do it real fast, come back, get some stuff. Well, I think you progress this girl's storyline, and I guess she goes to the sanctum area, but I think she didn't get there, or maybe she did get there, or and then there's a little boy too. It's just, there's a lot to that game. The combat is solid. I think the combat is pretty solid. It's a little floaty because Liza P is more grounded. It's more, but like, it's slower. It is slower than Wu Chang, but Wu Chang got that the combat feel, and I love the leveling system. The leveling system is so good, like with the skill based leveling system. So like everything, so like say like Elden Ring, right, or FromSoft games, you would have, say you pick a weapon or you get a weapon, you usually gotta kind of stick with that weapon, or you wait until you get the weapon you really want, and then you save your upgrades, because your upgrades is tied to like, you know, your weapon damage. Basically, upgrading your weapon is gonna give you the most damage than upgrading your stats. However, in Wu Chang, as long as you level up the like longsword skill or longsword weapon mastery, you get weapon mastery all throughout every longsword you ever use, or any like spear. I believe it's longsword, spear, dual blades, axe, and short sword. But it's not really a short sword. It's just like a, I wouldn't say, because a longsword is more like a katana or a dachi, I would say. And like the short sword is more, no, you say the longsword is more like a Odachi, and then the short sword, even though it's not an Odachi, it's just a very long sword. I don't know the actual term to it, but this is very dope. I like using it. People saying the dual blaze is what's like missing out with dual blaze, so I'm gonna try the dual blaze. I'm gonna see how that feels going through the game with my level, but I do want to still use the longsword for some time, and then switch it up and see how the dual blades do. But you see, you also, I almost forgot. So you could respec anytime you feel like it. So there's no like limited resource. You could just respec free of charge anytime. So you could just experiment whenever you want, use anything you want, which makes this super dope. Because, well, now like, it actually fixes like that YouTube shit where like people be like kind of killing the game, like, oh, this is the meta build, blah blah blah. I mean, yeah, it is a meta build, but you can also just build shit just to build shit, and you can still get meta in each five of the weapons. So I think that's really dope. That's one thing I really like. The Liza P DLC, I'm getting through that. I'm getting through it just like Wu Chang. But I'm getting through that. That's a good one itself. I would say that DLC is, they say it's like 12 hours. I mean, if you do everything, it's probably like, I think 15. It's just good. The boss battles are tough. The boss designs are amazing. I think they're really good. They did a fantastic job with that. The world design is pretty good. It is linear in a way, but you could miss off on a lot. You could miss a lot of things if you're not paying attention to. But it's just. I think this exploration is solid for what it is, and it's just an all around good DLC. I'm getting toward the end of it, so I really enjoy the bosses. The bosses are really good. They. I know like now they got patched, but I know they was overtuned before, but now they got patched. So like, I'm having more fun with it, whatever. But still, like, that game is one of my favorite. It was my last year like game of the year, because it was just that good. I mean, people, it's Liza P, but I call it Adventures of Timothy Chalamet, just because he kind of looks like Timothy Chalamet a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. Maybe Maybe he doesn't, but that's how I feel. So I call it Adventures of Timothy Chalamet. But it's a good game other than that. And I can't forget to talk about, you know, the one that came out this year that's causing so much controversy because it had a very, very bad PC release. A lot of these games had a lot of bad PC release. I'm sorry, PC cats, man. I'm sorry. Y'all not really eating that well. Gotta play MMOs. Nah. I'll just stick to games that's built for PC, because the console ones are just not it. Monster Hunter Wilds is just not it for y'all on PC. I mean, it wasn't really it on console. I did not enjoy the muddy textures. I did not like that. I didn't think a game of this magnitude should be looking like that. And the crazy thing is, I burned myself out of it a bit, because I, like, that first weekend it came out, I kind of was playing it crazy. Like, I was like, yo, I'm getting to high rank. I don't care what nobody tell me, I'm getting a high rank. And I did get to high rank, and I was playing through high rank. And then, like, you know, I beat everything. And then you get this artesian weapon shit that I don't even... I hate that they implemented this so early. Like, just like, oh, you can make your own weapons. And first of all, some of the weapons look ugly. And they just, like, metal, they look weird. They didn't put out layered weapons, so you couldn't really change them. And to me, it's like, what's the point of putting these, like, beautiful monster weapons that you spent so much time on? Like, even if it's their Reese assets, like, you still spent time on this, like, on these weapons, and you was just like, you know what, like, we're gonna just make some metal weapons just again. Like, for what? What's the point of, like, fighting other monsters? What's the point of doing this? Like, what is the actual issue here? Like, what? Like, why would you think that was cool, Capcom? Like, that takes a lot of, and then you have to grind. You could turn your parts into orichalcum, whatever the damn thing is called. You have to turn that into thing to get 25 of those to max out your, is it 20? No, it's 50. It's 50 to max out your artesian weapon or whatever you want to use. And then everything's a roll. It's like the Safi system, but, like, much worse. And it's just, to me, I didn't have fun with that mechanic. I really enjoyed the monster battles. They did end quick in the beginning. My God, they was having 5-minute battles, and I'm just like, wow, this is really easy. And I get, like, they trying to, like, appease to the casuals and stuff like that. And it's just a lot of quality of life, which is great. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think a lot of you know, quality of life improvements that they added is really good, but at the same time, you took out a lot of, like, friction out the game. Like, what's the point of, it's no point of really learning the map if you just get guided everywhere, and then you could just put camps all over the place, and then you could just fast travel wherever you want to be, as long as monsters don't destroy your camps, because they always want to destroy your camps for some reason. I don't understand that, but yeah, it's just, that game, it just took, I don't know, it took a lot out of it, which, I mean, they streamlined a lot of the process, and they took a lot of quests out that, even though I didn't really enjoy too much, I guess I would say, because the egg quests and stuff, but there was, like, a rite of passage, I feel. It feels like the casuals now just kind of get in and get out. Like, there's no real, like, battle. I mean, now with new DLC monsters, of course, I'll say that now they're really fighting hard. They hit hard. Sergi be hitting, it's crazy hard. I had a match with him and Giuseppe. So Sergi and Giuseppe was tempered and had that quest, and just killed Giuseppe was real easy. And then all of a sudden you just fight Sergi and you're just getting killed or one-shotted. And it's just like, yo, this guy is tough. He's tough, and it's fun. It's fun that he's tough. Ligaricus is tough. I hope I said his name right at this point, but I'm not gonna repeat myself. I'm gonna just call him Laggy. So Laggy is tough. His temper version is super tough, and I respect that they added some challenging monsters, because we were saying there was no real big challenge in Monster Hunter Wilds at that time. So except for, like, Gormagala, but who wants to, like, farm Gormagala all the dang time? That's kind of whack, bro. I'm tired of fighting that black Batman. Is Batman, whatever he is, he's just something. It's just, he has no eyes and stuff. He's Corey McCullough. But yeah, but him, I'm tired of fighting him. And Arkvale, like, I'm glad there's a new rotation. I mean, it's kind of better than, well, nah, it's not better than World's Rotation. Even though I got tired of World's Rotation and Vanilla World, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like all the updates and all that bullshit. I'm talking about in a Vanilla World, you have to just hunt Tempered Elder Dragon. So it's just Tempered Kushala, Tempered Kieran, Tempered Nerg. Well, Nerg didn't come out yet, but Tempered Teostra and Tempered, what was the other one? Something else, I forgot. Xenogeva didn't get one either. So those were probably the thing. You had a deco farm, and that was a thing to do back then, just deco farm. You just got to get the best deco so you can make your build even more crazier, you know what I'm saying? But now it's just no real incentive to do that, because now you get a lot of stuff anyway from quests, especially you could streamline the quest because now you have investigations and stuff, which is not a bad thing, but still, like, you could do it like that. And then you can even streamline the quest to the point where, like, you could see what kind of materials and decorations you would like, or the level, or the type of level decorations you would like. So it was never like, I don't understand the whole concept. The key word is just streamline for Monster Hunter Wilds. World had more friction because, especially from like low rank to high rank, you had to deal with a lot, and you had difficulty checks. So like when you was in low rank, you had Anjanath and all that, and then you had I don't remember the whole scheme of worlds, but like I believe you had another one. And then even after that, once you get toward high rank, and then even after passing Tempered Dragons, you have another boss on top of that. So it was just a lot more in that game at that time. But I even think there was more monsters, but now, I mean, Wilds is where it's at, and I think they just try to get it out so that they can, you know, make some money before, like, I believe it was a fiscal year or something like that, or their quarter or whatever, get their quarter projections up and stuff like that. But it's still a business. At the end of the day, games is a business, but still, it's just like, yo, you could have really let it cook for, like, another probably 6 months, and you probably would have been in a better spot, so, but that's what they chose to do. I bought it, so I was a part of that. But I mean, I do enjoy it from time to time. I come back for the season and quests and stuff like that. It's been a good year overall for games, I feel like, for 2025. I think this is one of those years that we can look back and be like, yeah, got to play that came out. And it's just a lot of stuff that's going on now. Like, it's just not enough time to play everything, especially that just, like, these things are rolling out. Especially I want to play Dune. Like, I'm fiending to play Dune. I want to get that, but I want to also get that on sale, because I just feel like even nowadays, like, buying games full price is just a lot. And they was trying to put games at $80. I know that Switch games, Nintendo games might be $80 moving forward. I know that Xbox actually reneged on their $80 claim because a lot of people was mad, and I just feel like, yeah, people would be mad because why would we need to pay for all that? Stop making games $200 million. I don't think games need to be that expensive. Like, what else are they like, I understand the creative process, like, it takes inspiration, they probably reading books, they gotta go to these places, they gotta take pictures, they probably gotta get permits to take pictures or use these areas, then they go to a studio, and then they gotta use all this technology, then the CGI probably costs money, clearly. But it's like, yo, okay, like, sometimes dial it back, bro. Like, it's not, like, that's why, like, for Final Fantasy Rebirth, it wasn't a success for Square, because they spent so much money making it that they barely see any returns. Hopefully they see more return on the PC side, but we shall see. Xbox seemed to be doing okay, because since they put out their IPs on P5, which was jarring when I was like, whoa, wow, they're really doing this. A lot of people buying an Xbox game, so especially on Sony. So was Sony waiting for Xbox to turn heel or something? Or, like, did they always wanted an Xbox, but they just didn't want to buy it because they didn't want to conform to the fact that other weirdos might have an Xbox, and they didn't want to feel like weird? Or maybe their friends just had a P5 and it was like, oh, we'll just get a P5. It could be that simple, but I don't think so. I just think they Sony ponies. I think they really like Xbox games, which shows, because I remember last year when Sea of Thieves dropped and they had what was the best-selling game like the first month it broke records or something like that on Sony and Sony PlayStation Store, which is crazy. And it's like, because it's funny, because the average gamer is like 30 years old, right? Like they're in their 30s. Like the most of the people that grew up with games are the ones that's buying the games now. So it's just wild, man. It's just amazing that like these things are happening. And it's just like, there should be more changes. I mean, there's going to be more changes, especially like, I mean, a lot of reform probably with maybe budgeting and things like that. I mean, you see people reneged, big companies reneged, maybe Nintendo might renege. I don't know. Nintendo would definitely stick in their own ways. And I just don't think they're ever going to stop. So it's just what it is. But for this year, I think it's been solid, you know. I think it's been a very solid year. I know people will be saying it's gaming dead. I don't think so at all. It's just been so much that's just been in the market, from like I said, Monster Hunter Wilds to like Expedition 33. What else came out this year? No, Dune came out. Elden Ring, Night Rain, Like a Dragon. What you call it, the pirate joint, which I didn't get to play yet, but I heard very good things about it. Very good things. Assassin's Creed Shadows, that came out. I never really cared about Assassin's Creed games for a long time, so I don't even want to worry about that. Death Stranding 2, Kojima's baby, came out finally, and I know he's very happy about that. I watched the story for Death Stranding 1, and it's kind of incredible. I didn't know it was that kind of deep. Kojima's really a genius at times. Like, I'm not even joking, he needs like his own, I don't know, he needs his own thing. Fatal Fury came out, Donkey Kong, clearly the Switch 2 came out this year. Like, I don't think game is dead at all. It's not far from it. And this year has been very solid. It's been very solid. And I think I have a theory about that. I have a theory that game developers and publishers was like, yo, we're not competing next year with Grand Theft Auto 6. That's why they're so happy when they announced that. Not only trying to get their projections because, you know, their company, but also because they're not trying to compete against that monster. And I don't even disagree with them. I'm not even mad at them. But I mean, I take it to the ones that do try next year and try to overshadow that game, because every casual is looking for. I'm talking about all the guys that play 2K, all the dudes that play COD, all the dudes that just play, yeah, they just play those two things, really. And they ready for GTA, to play GTA online, see how it is, spend those shark cards, get the money, yo, 2K, get your money, dog. Like, y'all about to get bread. And when GTA 5 came out, and that was huge, that first 3 days, I believe they made like 900 million, some stupid shit like that, some stupid number. But, and then, you know, it became its own, GTA Online is its own entity. It's huge. It's big. It's what a lot of developers dream of, especially with that type of game, sandbox style and stuff like that. But I look forward to Grand Theft Auto 6. I think a lot of people know about it. A lot of people are looking forward to it because it's just everywhere. But I'm whelmed, not overwhelmed and not underwhelmed. I'm whelmed, and I think that's where some people are, especially people who play different stuff, experience the art form in different ways, and actually, in, like, you know, really into the hobby. But yeah, so I'm not saying 2K dudes don't play. I'm just saying, like, GTA 6 is something to be looking forward to, but it's not the only thing to be looking forward to. There's a whole bunch of other releases that I ain't gonna get into right now, but it's been dope. It's been a fun year. I'm looking forward to the rest of the year. Most of the year is kind of done anyway, right? But it's all good, and I'm so happy to be back. So happy. Like, I'm glee. But yeah, yo, I definitely gotta definitely talk about more stuff. Gotta pull up other nerds from the hood. Clearly, like I said, I'm gonna be working on more merchandise. I got T-shirts. I got hats. If you can, follow the Nerds in the Hood on Instagram. I'm about to spell it wrong. Jesus Christ. Hold on. It's NERDZINDA Hood. All right. So just put that in there. Follow us. Stay tuned for more episodes. I'm not stopping. I like this stuff, man. I'm so happy to be back on the mic. The mic loves me. I love the mic too. Always kiss the mic anytime I'm on it. But game is not dead, man. Everybody needs to relax. If people thinking that, it's well going strong. I think we're gonna keep going strong. Even the little ones, the little kids are growing up to be gamers now. So it's just gonna keep growing. And I'm just looking forward to the ride and just enjoying and talking and discussing this thing, because it's just fun. Especially the good, the bad, and the ugly, of course, because, you know, some things are bad, the layouts are bad, but no, at the end of the day, I mean, it's the consumer. We get to enjoy a product that, you know, at least will be around for some time until servers drop or they decide to not license it out anymore. I don't know, but we're in a good spot. 2025 has been dope. Looking forward to more things, man. Stay tuned for episode 27 next week. We on the road to 100. That's gonna be my goal for this year, and we should be able to get it right. Weekly episodes, I should be able to get 100, or maybe by next year, probably. I don't, because it's 52 weeks in the year, and I pretty much finished. Yeah, probably won't get it this year, but that's my goal. That's definitely the goal, to get 100. But yeah, so remember to take care of yourself, wash your ass, take care of your family, and man, yo, stay blessed. Peace.